only on Power. And that's what you get on Power FM Tamanga 913 with me, Cookie and Preston. Every day from Monday to Friday, you get to interact with yours truly as I take you on a journey like no other. From Afrobeat to Kalindula, Tamanga 913 comes to you from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on weekdays. It's Zed and Afro, only on Drive.
Non-stop hits. Older every day. Power FM. I'm on a believer. Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
NGOCC notes Tonsi Alliance's 30% women representation target in Dola Lusaka dual carriageway advances to Kabwe. DRC government, AFC, M23 rebels agree to ease humanitarian access. In international news and in sport news, Power and Wanderers complete APSA Cup Final 4.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. Power FM's news editor Alfonso Kasongo has been bitten and assaulted by United Party for National Development UPND cadres in Lusaka's Linda compound. Mr. Kasongo was attacked while carrying out his professional duties yesterday. In a video circulating online in which Mr. Kasongo is heard identifying himself and pleading with the attackers not to harm him. Despite this, the assault reportedly continued with some of the suspected cadres allegedly using taser guns on the unarmed journalist. Meanwhile, the Free Press Initiative founder, John Chira, has condemned the incident, describing it as a serious violation of press freedom and the rule of law. Ms. Chira further notes that the attack is not an isolated case, citing another incident last week in Impongwe, where journalists at a local radio station were reportedly harassed and assaulted by suspected cadres in the presence of police officers. She adds that the recurring incidents point to a growing pattern of hostility towards journalists, particularly as the country approaches a critical electoral period. She has since called on the Zambia Police Service to conduct a swift, impartial, and transparent investigation into the matter and ensure that all those responsible are held accountable. It has also urged political parties to denounce violence against journalists and ensure their members respect media freedoms, further appealing to President Hage Nejima to strongly condemn the attackers and attacks and ensure an immediate end of harassment of journalists. The ongoing road works on the Lusaka and Dola dual carriageway anticipated to extend to Kabwe town this week. Kabwe District Commissioner Lennox Shamwambwa revealed that Avic International will initially focus on one lane of the road before transitioning to the other lane. Mr. Shamwambwa has urged residents to adhere to safety guidelines while using the road. Additionally, he stated that the government is committed to ensuring Kabwe District has a top quality road network. The non-governmental gender organizations Coordinating Council NGOCC has commended the Tonsi Alliance for pledging to achieve 30% representation of women. The organization has therefore described the pledge as a significant pledge that highlights the ongoing advocacy for increased women's participation in political leadership. NGOCC disclosed that it is currently holding engagement meetings with all political parties, urging them to adopt specific targets for women's representation ahead of the August 13th general election. Yesterday, NGOCC Board Chairperson Ms. Beauty Kateme, accompanied by Board Publicity Secretary Ms. Leah Mitaba, attended the launch of the Tonsi Alliance manifesto as observers invited by the Alliance leadership. Their partnership is part of the NGOCC's broader strategic engagement to monitor and evaluate how political parties are integrating gender, considering them into their policies and commitments. Uluwapula Investment Expo 2026 is starting today with over 40 foreign and local companies participating in it. Speaking to Power FM, Luapula Province Minister Nathan Musonda said the province remains a promising investment destination driven by development, which is by farm blocks, favorable climate, abundant land and rich natural resources. Engineer Musonda highlighted the expo as a key platform to unlock the province's investment potential. He emphasized that Luapula's current contribution to the national treasury at 3% could be significantly increased to over 10% through enhanced investments. Preparation for the expo are at an advanced stage, with the provincial administration ready to host the event and attract investors. In a related announcement, Oxa Communications Company Limited confirmed its participation in the expo. Acting Chief Executive Officer Lili Zhang stated that the partnership is timely as Oxa continues to strengthen its brand and position itself as a leading reliable and affordable service provider. The Luapula Investment Expo 2026 is from 20th to the 24th of April 2026, expected to showcase the province's opportunities and drive economic growth through strategic partnerships and investments. In international news, the government of the DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, and the Congo River Alliance Rebel Coalition made progress on a protocol on humanitarian access, judicial protection, ceasefire oversight, and the release of prisoners. The parties met in Switzerland this week for 5 days of negotiations with international mediators, including Qatar, the United States, Togo, and the African Union. The meetings aimed at securing the implementation of the framework peace deal signed in Doha in November. Still in international news, Angolan opposition leader Alberto Costa Jr. praised Pope Leo for his powerful message in support of the Angolan people on Saturday. On the first day of his visit to the country, the pontiff addressed the consequences of colonial plunder and called on Angolan authorities, including President João Lourenço, to break the extractivism. Leo also repeatedly referred to Angola's 27-year-old civil war, in which more than half a million people are believed to have been killed. Costa Jr. also showed appreciation for Leo's expression of solidarity with the flood victims in Benguela. The Pope's visit comes after torrential downpours have left nearly 50 dead in the coastal region since early April. On Sunday, Pope Leo renewed his message of encouragement and hope to the Angolan people as he celebrated Mass in front of an estimated 100,000 people outside of Luanda. We take a short break and return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
The fresh news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Power Dynamos and Mufulira Wanderers joined Jurundu United and Red Arrows as the last four standing in the 2026 APSA Cup. Abayelo defeated fellow Copperbelt side in Tanga Rangers 2-0 in the APSA Cup quarterfinals on Sunday to book a place in the semifinals in a match played at Nkulumo Stadium, and form talisman Moses Shuma opened the scoring in the 14th minute, calmly finishing from a clever lofted assist by Frederick Mulambia to put the 2011 APSA Cup winners ahead early in the first half. Chuma nearly turned provider moments later when he sent an inviting cross into the box. But the Nchanga goalkeeper Victor Tabu produced a brilliant double save to deny Mulambia and keep the score unchanged. Nchanga Rangers responded strongly in the second half as they searched for an equaliser. Devizulu, Eliot Kapukesa and Wesley Sichande or tested Lawrence Mulenga at the Power Dynamo's goalkeeper stood firm to register his fourth clean sheet. We have come to the end of the morning news. For more upfront and reliable news, follow us on Facebook by searching for the Power News Network page. Before we go, here are the headlines once more.